Hey guys, it's me, Danny.
And I'm Ayana, and we've moved on to phase two of parenting. That's the time when you've passed the cute infant stage,
the so-called terrible twos,
and the watch them single digits.
Yes, we've made it through all of that, only to get to...
You know nothing, you'll never understand. I hate my life, and I hate everything you did to me, mid to late teens.
Oh, and let's not forget those just let me figure out the early 20s.
Yep, we've traded in the training wheels for driving permits.
So let's hurry up and start the show before someone needs a ride somewhere. All right, we're gonna stop it again.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh my, this connection thing drives me crazy, I think, every time.
You know, and I don't know what, you know, how to even change it, honestly.
Every time I go to pick up, it seems like it lags, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's there.
Oh, okay. I wonder, I have to check when we're done if it even sounds like that.
Interesting.
On the recording, because I don't think so. I think we just go from hello.
Right. Okay.
So, what's going on? How have you been? We haven't been here for a while.
I know. I've been a little under the weather this week. I don't know if it's this seasonal up and down, but what was it, Monday and Tuesday? I literally came home from work. I get here in like a half an hour, so it was like 5:30, quarter to six, and I slept all the way till the next morning, both nights.
Yeah, that's not my testimony. I've been very restless for like a couple of days, and I can't shake it. I can't fall asleep, and I think Tuesday night I fell asleep the earliest, but then I woke up like all throughout the night. So I could have just stayed up.
Exactly. Yeah, I seem to wake up 3 o'clock seems to be my wake up bathroom, and then I'm up for like an hour or two.
Yeah. So I think I fall asleep around somewhere between 2:30 and 3. And then I was up. Well, everybody, all you listeners, I now have the pleasure of having my grandson spend the night with me on Tuesday nights.
Aww.
And so we're going to use pleasure loosely because I love him, but he bossy. So, like, I ain't allowed to watch TV because he don't like TVs and lights on when he's trying to go to sleep.
Oh,
except
dang.
For the light from the iPad so he could watch a show, his lullaby show, before he could make him fall asleep. That's the only thing allowed to be on. He don't even let the lights come on. Like, when I try to turn the lamp on, he'd be like, oh. So, pleasure is loosely you.
Wow. He's just like, no, not at all.
He doesn't like any lights when it's time for bed, so...
Now,
Tuesday, okay. Oh, go ahead.
Do you have a special, does he have a special name for you?
He calls me my mom.
Oh, okay.
Literally those two words together. Because I was trying to get him to call me Lila, but the girls kept referring to me as their mom, but they were saying, like, go give that to my mom, or like, hand that to my mom.
Oh.
Something like that. So now he thinks my name is my mom.
Oh, okay.
So he'd be like in the kitchen, like, my mom. And I'm like, boy, if you'll come call me my mom. So,
oh my gosh.
He either
so
calls me my mom or he calls me mom. But he calls his mom mama, but he also calls his aunt mom. So, unless you say my mom, I don't know if he's really talking to me. But
so
he
cute.
Bossy, so he'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm sure if you don't answer the correct way, he will repeat it. Like, listen, I thought I said what I said.
Pretty much. So he was there, and because I can't have any TVs or any lights or anything, I did fall asleep a little bit earlier.
Okay.
But we both were up off and on. Like, it felt like every time I opened my eyes, he was looking at me. Oh, and I was man. Like, dude, you need to go to sleep. So I don't know if I was waking him up from being restless or if he was just
right
restless and waking me up. But we were off and on then. And every night after that, again, I've just been up super late, but having super early days. So
wow.
Yeah, I'm sleepy, and I'm going on vacation, which I'm also going to use loosely tomorrow morning. So
oh, what a blessing!
Any real time to sleep. We could have tried to say it was, but at this point, I really don't want to go. But I already paid for my plane ticket
right.
and for some activities that I'm going to get my money back for. So I'm going, but I really don't want to go.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, sometimes people have a way of making things that could have been fun
right
yeah. really stressful and
mm-hmm.
you know, then I'm the kind of person that, like, I don't get stressed in the way of like panic attacks, but if you overwhelm me with the expectation or something, I'll just drop out.
Okay.
I don't care.
Is it just a weekend trip?
It's a weekend trip, but my intent was to go and do one thing and then get some rest because
right.
I haven't been resting and, like, do some planning and that type of stuff. But the people who are in the city have decided that what I'd rather do is run all day, every day to things that now cost me more money than I really wanted to spend.
Exactly.
And when I tried to voice my opinion to say that there were some things that I'd rather not do, people got very upset. So I'm not really in the mood now.
Right.
Because I don't like when people don't hear me. If I say I want to rest, and if I say I'm going to be super tired by like Saturday, because today I was up at 7:30 and out by 8.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here. And then tonight I have to pack my bag.
Right.
And get back up because I'm catching the bus to the airport, which means I need to be back out again at 8:00.
Mm.
And then we're going to be running from the time I get off the plane because the event that I originally was going for is tomorrow night. So
wow.
we busy all day. So I was like, you know, I like really would like some time to sleep on Saturday. And originally it was like, okay, that's fine. But then they just decided to find like all this other stuff to do that they were like, well, we already got reservations. And I told people. And so now I'm like.
Now you're almost forced to go.
Now I'm forced to go and I'm not happy.
And it makes you,
And they're upset that I ain't happy.
Mm.
And that's what makes me upset.
Are you taking any of the kids with you?
Oh, no. I wouldn't have never. Because this was planned for me to try to get some rest. And that ain't going to work. But I could have now because apparently nobody else wants me to have any rest.
And it's good to get away to get rest from the children.
Yes.
Like, I live for my children. You know, go over their dads every other weekend. It is some of the best me time. And I don't even have to do it. Like, most weekends, I literally don't do anything. I stay in the house. I might do a little, like, cleaning and some crafting. But it's okay. really just a detox time from, you know, running around with them or helping homework or listening mm-hmm. to their emergencies that really aren't emergencies.
Yes.
And people are always, you know, sometimes they're in shock when I say no. I honestly love those times. I love my girls to death. Couldn't imagine life with them. But we need downtime from each other. We see each other yeah. 7 days a week. We need downtime.
And my thing is, I can't coordinate everybody going at the same time.
Right, so yeah, you're a little bit harder.
You know, when I'm saying, like, I want to come to your city so I could sit down and be quiet.
Right.
When you're not respecting that, it's like, oh, okay, so I've learned the lesson that I, one, probably should not say anymore that I need to get away, because that then makes this person think that I want to party and right. I don't. So I need to just like get away.
You might just need to take a drive, like a half an hour, hour outside of the city and just stay in a hotel. Yep. I've done that too.
It's very relaxing. I absolutely think it's going to be my next time to decide to get away, is that's going to be the plan. Yes. Because this plan
is not downtown.
The plan. No. It's not at all. We don't even like, they're like, it's just run, run, run. And they're very like, I want to say it all has to be their way. Like, if it's not their way, they do have panic attacks and start.
So you feel like you're dealing with your children and it's supposed to be your downtime. It's like,
so no, I'm not relaxed. Right. And I'm like, ugh, this is not going to be fun. And then they're the kind of people who will always say like, this is fun, right? You're having a great, aren't you having a great time? This was so cute. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, because I'm tired. And I told you that I was going to be 4 days ago and you don't listen. Because the other thing is, usually when I come back, I have to go straight to work.
Right. Right.
I'll come back and go to work. So I don't have any time to rest. And I should have just come back earlier. But I thought when I originally did this that I was going to be able to spend the last day
resting.
And then they were like, oh, shoot, we got a whole day worth of nothing. So let's plan a bunch of stuff. Mm. I was like, okay, I don't want to go to any of these things.
Now, how does that work with your older teenagers? Because most of your kids are adults. So when you actually physically are out of town, like, they're still your children. So do you ever have worries? Is the house going to burn down? Is something going to happen to them? Oh, but mom is still there.
Yeah, because mom is there is why I can go.
Okay.
So, yeah, I wasn't going before she moved in, except so I think it was twice I went.
Okay.
And on both those times, the youngest one went to her grandparents' house.
Okay.
Now my mom is there, so.
Because I know even if I'm gone just for the night, I'm always a nervous wreck, even though I'm 99% sure that nothing in the world is going to happen. It still clicks in your mind. Like, these are still my little babies. They're not, 30 years old to necessarily know what something's going to happen. I guess boggling my mind, my oldest is going to visit one of her friends at school and she's catching the bus tomorrow. And she just came in here like, Mom, what do I do when I get down to the bus station? And my mind is like, okay, you go, you check in, you do all of this stuff. But she's never done any of that without mom. So it's foreign to her. And in my eyes, I'm like, seriously, you don't know? You just go to the counter.
Right. And that's the thing. You usually want to just be like, okay, like.
Like, this is really not rocket science. One would think this is
common sense.
Right.
But apparently, this is from practice that I didn't even know I was having, because I'm just thinking, just go to the desk. And then they're like, okay, but when I get to the desk, what do I say? I don't know what you say. What do you want to know?
And what baffles me is, because we live in a city where we have public transportation, and she can take a bus to anywhere in the city or surrounding areas. So it's just baffling me, like, you can't just walk in and say, okay, you check what time your bus is coming, so now, I mean, it's a little disruptive for me, because I think she's leaving at 6 a.m, so now I'm going to have to get up with her at 5 to go and show her how to do this. And it's just like, you want to tell me how grown up you are and how 18 you are, but
you still need
my assistance. It's just, I don't want to call it funny, but it's just so, I don't know what it is. It's just weird. Yeah, it's the weirdest spot.
The weirdest place, because you're like, I don't want to keep on pointing out all the time.
Right.
You still keep needing me. But at the same time, I'm like, am I the only one noticing that? Like, you're still calling me for things, even though you're so grown. Like, I said the other day to the girls, like, what days are y'all going to be, like, home, like, every day? Like, every day that I look up, one of y'all is in my room talking to me.
Oh,
I'm confused because y'all don't live here. They will leave their house in the morning before work to come to my house to tell me good morning and talk to me before they go to work.
Oh, I'm my like, goodness.
Why are you here?
Oh,
you could have stayed home for 45 more minutes.
You could have called me.
You could have FaceTimed me. Why are you here? You don't live here.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I'm like, do you realize that you don't live here? I came downstairs the other day and the oldest was like, why y'all got such and such? And I said, because this is our house. What you do at your house? What you do at your house? She was looking at me. I was like, oh, we probably don't do nothing, huh? Because you keep coming over here.
Oh my gosh, hilarious.
I'm like, I don't understand. Like, y'all are, and they're not even the kind that are just kind of like, I'm grown. But still, like, you know, they give it off. They just don't say it.
Right.
And so I'm just kind of like, but like, you're still here and I don't understand why, because
you moved
out. You pay rent somewhere else. So what's the deal now? The second oldest, she'll spend more time by herself at their new place. The oldest, if the second one ain't there, she ain't going home. She is not going home. She will be right here in my space. And I'm like, you know, you could go home. You could take your baby. Y'all could go home. You have things at your house. It's not like it's just a bare space. It's cute. They bought all new everything. Way better than I did when I had my first or second.
Listen.
Maybe even third place. Way better startup. But so I just don't understand. I just don't understand.
That is too funny.
So, but she would be like, no, we're fine here.
Mm.
I just don't understand. I'm just, you know, they don't leave. But when I leave, the youngest calls me all the time. She calls me like she need me in her space. But when I'm in the house,
you don't
want to
be bothered. Exactly. Mm-mm. As soon as you walk out the door, mom, are you okay? Are you doing anything? Can you bring me this?
She's like, well, how many days are you going to be gone? Well,
exactly.
Well, how come we didn't discuss this before now? I need to prepare. You need to prepare for what?
Right.
I'm going to be gone. I'm going to come back on. Well, what time are you coming back? Is it going to be in the morning? Or is it going to be in the afternoon? Because, like, should I wake up early? No, you don't need to wake up early for me. Are you, like, or would you be picking me up from the airport? No, I can't pick you up from the airport. Okay, well, why do you need to wake up early?
Oh, they are too funny.
Oh, well, I just feel like we didn't discuss it.
And you're like, no, we didn't. You're correct.
Yeah, you are right. We did not discuss this at all. We didn't discuss any of this. She was like, well, what are you going for? An escape is what I'm going for. What would be the best answer for you to leave me alone for the moment right now? So now, all day today, she has been texting me with things she feels like she needs for me to do since I'm going to be gone. And none of them are things I need to do.
No, they are not.
None.
Not she important like, at all.
Can you braid my hair when you come back home tonight? No, there has been no other night in the past
that I
six
have braided
months
your
where
hair.
You have asked me to braid your hair. All of a sudden, you need me to braid your hair?
Oh,
no.
My goodness.
I said, what happened to the other days when you were braiding your hair yourself?
I think they just make up things.
Yes. Like baby bedtime.
Yes. Where you need, you know, the story, give a mouse a cookie.
Yes, and I'm like, no, you know how to read it yourself. What are we doing?
Wow.
I said, oh my goodness. She and then says to me, well, don't worry. Don't worry, which was the first part where I was just like, I wasn't worried. But she says, don't worry, I'll help you pack your bag. I said, I wasn't worried about it, but thanks. She's so kind because that's what I needed.
Now, do you find yourself doing things different with your grandson as opposed to when you had the kids? Things that you learn that now with him, you can say, maybe we shouldn't do it this way. We should try it that way.
Most of the stuff that I'll say that the one thing that I do know is that I have more time to be attentive now to him than I did with them because there were just so many of them. I didn't have time to like focus on anybody. So there's more that I know about his like communication skills than I did with the other ones. I can promise you that I know that I spent a lot of time asking one, what is the other one trying to tell me? Like, what is he saying? Because I don't know. Just figuring, like, maybe you know because you're closer in age. Like, maybe you have, like, honed in on the baby skills because I don't know what this baby is saying to me. That and he eats a lot healthier than my kids did.
Okay.
Originally, but my kids didn't eat very unhealthy because my kids also didn't know what ground meat was for a very long time. So, they didn't know what beef was. Because I remember they all tell the story about when my dad like yelled at me in the store because Lexi and Raven were asking. We were in the store and they were in the meat section and they kept saying, "What is this? What is this?" And my dad was like, "Why don't these babies know about hamburgers?" And I was like, "Well, we ain't hamburgers out of my house." And he's like, "This is ridiculous." So, but he does eat healthier, and I think it happened with the last one though. Like, he's freer to be more of himself.
Okay,
like, you know, like my youngest one, she just who she is,
right?
I know. Whatever, but I didn't let the first one do it.
Okay,
she was gonna be she was gonna be and do and behave how I said, and then progressively, my parenting style changed, and my confidence in being able to speak up for how I wanted my parenting style to be changed. Because when you're 17 to 19, your family's still trying to tell you what to do with your baby.
Okay.
And I still lived in people's houses, so it was not easy to like be like, no, we're not going to do that. It's kind of like, okay. But then when I got out on my own, it was like, no, we're going to do things this way. So there were some things that were different that from just even from baby number four changed. Like how I wanted to parent them, I started to think different and be more outspoken about what I wanted by the time I had the fourth one. But when I had the fourth one, I think I was 21. I was 21 by then. Yeah.
Okay.
So I felt like I could just say, no, I'm not going to do that thing. Or no, I'm not giving them this. Or, no, okay. I'm not going to, you know, because I, like, there was a long time where I didn't want my kids to drink Kool-Aid. But my family drank Kool-Aid and Pepsi. Like, that was what they drank. And so when I was trying to explain I didn't want them to have it, it was kind of like, what? All the kids drink Kool-Aid. What your kids going to drink? How are they going to? And then it was just like, just give them the Kool-Aid.
Sometimes not worth, yeah.
And then because it was harder to, you know, when you're 17 and you're trying to explain to your family you don't want your kids to eat, drink Kool-Aid. They don't want to listen to you. Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
And it wasn't you know, 20 years ago, everybody wasn't as health conscious. And
right.
You know, so I was just sounding like I was weird. And nobody was trying to fall for it. So I couldn't ask. There were things I just knew. I knew I didn't want, and but I couldn't ask for them. So, yeah. And then I hit, like, 21. I had that fourth one. And I started just being like, why do I care what they think? Like, if I'm weird, I'm weird. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting what I want. And then it just kind of started to transform from there. And then that last one, she just kind of jumped into the world and did what she wanted to do. And so I think with the baby, because my kids all, you know, all understand and bought into the new parenting style because they were all little.
Okay.
They all kind of like flow now to the new. So everybody treats the baby in the same way.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't get to do what he wants, but right. He gets to express himself more than my children do. And they're all more like present.
Okay.
With him. I know I wasn't present with the first two. I don't remember a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't doing anything. It wasn't like I was like on drugs or anything right. like that. It just was continuously having babies and trying to like figure out where I'm going to live and trying to figure out like.
Interesting, you know, thoughts.
At that time, I was also trying to figure out if somebody was going to love me. So I wasn't paying attention to them like I wish I could have.
Mm. Now, do you think that had any type of, I don't want to call it adverse effect, but did it make a difference in some of their upbringing? Do you think them versus maybe the later children?
Yeah, because the older two are a little bit more afraid of themselves.
Interesting.
And the younger two just going to be who they want to be. They don't care. Like the youngest two, they don't care. They're going to just, it is. The youngest two think of, like, even, like, with style. Like, they think of something. They're just, like, thinking about what they want to look like. And they're not afraid to say, I want to look like this. I want to be like this. I want to talk like this. I want to try this.
Okay.
The youngest two are fine. They're going to say it. The oldest two? My oldest is very, very rigid. And it's completely my fault.
Okay.
I just know that it was just like, no, we have to do this. We have to do it. And I need you to help me. And this, she had to be like, you know, a parent. So she didn't think about being a kid.
Interesting.
And so I think that now when I see her, she will run things past me. And then when I be like, yeah, try it, go for it. She'd be like, no, never mind. So I know the things she wants to do, but she won't do them because I don't think that I gave her the room to explore her own
interesting
self. And but I like now I just try to encourage them so much, like just try, do it, go, be whatever, however.
Right, you'll and never know until you like, try.
I don't know. They think more traditionally, and my youngest two don't think traditionally at all. And then the middle one, he definitely, I don't know. He's like a mix of the two. Like,
okay.
He thinks unconventionally, but he doesn't tell anybody but my mom. Like, he'll only tell my mom about his unconventional thoughts. He acts like the youngest two are too intense on their spectrum, and the oldest two are too intense on their spectrum for him. So he kind of is just like middle ground. Like, it's real crazy. He just kind of like fits right in the middle. He can get a little crazy with the youngest two, but then they start to give him too much energy and he need time away from them. And he'll just go get in line with what the oldest two are talking about, but then they, you know, get too rigid for him and he gotta go away from them too, which is weird.
That's such an interesting thought.
It did work out that way. Because he was like right in the middle. He was right in the middle of me feeling like, I don't know if I want to live my life in the way that I've been living my life.
Right.
Like, I just started to think about it when I was pregnant with him. And then I started to change a little bit, bit by bit, by the time when I started having the other two. So
that is very interesting.
He got both worlds.
And when you say that, I can see that in him.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely see it.
Like right when he started to get a little wild and crazy, he just pull it all.
Yeah,
back.
He pulls it back. You're so correct.
He'll pull it all back, and you'd be like, "You was fine," and he's like, "Nah, I'm good. I'm just gonna hang out right here and be chill." So it's wild in that way. Like, what about you? Because you had your children a little bit older than me. Like, you were a little bit older than I was.
I always came into it free thinking because luckily my mom and dad were exact opposites. My mom had a very rigid childhood where her mom was extremely strict. It was her way or the highway, so she was never allowed to express or do anything. So then when she came into children, it was like, they're going to be able to say what they want to say. They don't have to agree with, you know, punishment, discipline, any of that. I want them to express themselves respectfully, of course, but I want them to respect themselves. Where my father came from, he could pretty much do anything he wanted in life. There was no curfews, none of that. Mm. So then when he came in to be a parent, he was the exact opposite. He was very strict. It was, you walk this way, you talk this way, you dress this way. So I don't want to say somehow they made it work. It was a great combo of both worlds. Like, my dad was overly strict at times, of course, when I was younger. But now looking back, I'm like, oh, he was strict because he was strict. But my mom was still strict, but she allowed us to think. So when I came into children, I always said, I want my children to be able to express themselves. Because even though they're young, that does not mean that they can't express themselves. So they've always had expression. I mean, and it has, you know, it has its good moments and its bad moments. Because if we're sitting there having conversations, sometimes those voices and those tones, they go just a little bit. And you're like, okay, I want you to be able to express yourself. But please do remember that I am still mom.
Right.
Mom, my decision is still the ultimate decision. So Mar, my oldest, is a whole lot. She's way more conservative than my youngest. And I think, again, because she was my first, so I sheltered her so much and kept her so close to me. And she went where I went. And I picked out all her, you know, pretty clothes. She was the kid that you could sit on a blanket and she would just sit there and play on the blanket all day. My youngest, I don't know what the Lord was trying to teach me. Because when that youngest came and everything was the exact opposite, and you have to retrain your brain to say, okay, Yawn, if you put this baby on the blanket, 30 seconds from now, you're not even going to know where she's at.
Oh no, she's gone.
Gone.
I don't know where my baby is.
I don't know where she's at. And when she was younger, she would just dart off. And she thought that was funny when you had to come looking for her. I'd be in a department store and be like, Maya, where are you at? And she wouldn't say anything. So then you go into panic mode, like, did somebody take my kid? So you're searching places. And then you hear this little kid laughing in the middle of the ringer.
And like, it ain't funny.
You're like, I want to wring your neck right now because you don't know how many years you took off my life. Mommy, we were playing hide and seek. no, baby, we were not playing hide and seek. I was not a part of your game.
Right.
She dressed, you know, she, you know, when you met her, she was into her own dress. She had a very unique dress style, and my parents hated it. Most of her school and classmates hated it, and everybody would always say, I can't believe you allow her to do that. And I would always say, I don't believe there's anything wrong with her expressing herself. She wears clean clothes. She wears clean, you know, everything she has on is clean. If she decides that she wants to wear 8 colors today, that is her expression.
Guys, she's not giving y'all a full story, okay? This baby girl, and I loved her from the moment I saw her. She would wear literally mismatched shoes. Like, the shoes did not match. She was like, I'm not wearing matching shoes. I'm not wearing matching socks. This shirt will not go with these bottoms. I promise you they won't. The colors don't make any sense to anybody but me, and I'm completely happy this way. Anytime you saw her, she just looked like all the crayons.
And but all the patterns.
She was all the patterns, any pattern, the whole fabric store, she wore it all. But she walked and presented with so much confidence that you would be like, I can see how that works.
Yes.
I can see how that works. I can see how you woke up this morning and was like, I'm gonna put on this boot and this flip flop today. Like, I can see how you could have thought that.
Oh my God.
You just never know what weather you're going to be in when your feet are standing. Like, she made it work. And she was so herself around kids. That's hard to do.
Yes.
It is very hard to do. And she, I think, and I don't know what happened internally with her thought process or what she processes in the house when she gets home, but the way she presented herself in her tween time,
right, exactly, she still did it up till
I was
then.
Like, she's like doing the life game. Like, I felt like her life had way more purpose than mine at like 11, because she was like who she was going to be, regardless. Because and I know you saw it, but like from outside of your parent wall, I would see kids like. Her, like, questioning her
right.
style, and her like not just being like, well, I kind of want it. She was talking with the confidence, like, how dare you not think this
exactly
outfit is
this
delicious
blue, like exactly. The blue like, in this shirt, mom, matches the little bit of blue that's in my pants, and you say, okay, babe, go for it, rock it.
Meanwhile, there's like 18 other colors in those pants, and those pants and that shirt had nothing to do with her shoes, like, at all. Or her socks or whatever she had in her hair, and just being that, it was like, if you could like just use her ability to just be who she really was as a model for like what life is supposed to be, you could definitely gain confidence from her, because she was like so with it.
I used to use her as a testimony all the time in church, talking to people in just different circles. You know, like, she is in her own skin and she is comfortable with it and has no issues with it. And, you know, I would tell, you know, some of the other children, like, do you not like her because she mismatches? And they would all say no. And I'm like, see, that again tells you that clothes do not make the person.
Yeah. Cause you definitely you had to speak to her to get to know her.
Yes.
Like, if you judged her
based on her Punky Brewster attire.
Yeah, if you went based off of her attire, you'd be completely wrong about her.
Correct.
That's the first thing. Like, you would be completely wrong about her if you went off of that. But also, you would be like really missing out on your own life to judge her in such a small way. Like, you, because you're so much you miss. She cracks me up. Oh. I think she's hilariously funny. all of the time, oh, and you would miss all of that if you were just worried about what this girl did, how she didn't match.
Correct.
Like, you would not get it. You wouldn't find out how much she cares. Like, you wouldn't get any of that. You wouldn't know how talented she is if all you were worried about is her clothes. And not that the clothes aren't anything about her, but right. like, if that's all you worried about, you'd miss the message that she was clearly giving you and like everybody.
And don't get me wrong, as a parent, it was very hard to walk outside of my house with her on days. I mean, and it didn't matter, you know, it didn't matter where she was going. It could be mm-hmm. Easter Sunday, she would have on, because when she was younger, she always wanted, my mom bought her an Easter dress. That was her present that she wanted. So she would wear that Easter dress, but still it would be some loud tights and then the different color shoes and then different stuff in her hair and a different mm-hmm. color shawl. And as a parent, it was like, you have to be confident in yourself too.
That's
to
true.
Know that this is my baby. She is expressing herself and there's nothing wrong with her expressing herself. But it would be hard. Like,
no, I'm not embarrassed.
No, I'm
but
not.
Because I swallowed it all at the door right after she came down the steps. And you're like,
this is what you're wearing today?
Okay, I'll see how this could work. So guess this is what we're doing today.
I mean, and there would be no convincing her. Myself and my oldest daughter would come to her like, maybe you want to try this shirt. Nope, I think I'm wearing this today. I think I look fine. And you would say, yes, baby, you do. If that's what you think is working, that's working for you today. And you know, when you're walking outside, you get all these crazy stares and then you hear the right. people and it's like, yeah, that's what she chose to wear. I have nothing wrong with what she chose to wear. If that's how she wants to present herself, go for it. In the beginning, like I said, when she was younger, 3, 4, it wasn't as bad. I think when she got to be in that 4th and 5th grade where you're knowing mm-hmm. your colors and what matches and me trying to convince her, and it was like, no, mom, that's you wear what you want to wear. I mean, she would say it, mom, you wear how you want to wear and this is my style, this is what I'm going to do. And you're like, okay.
I see. But, and I think that it's definitely a great testament, because there's so many kids who other things they can't control
right.
about themselves and who they are, and then they have to come out and parents have to be or feel like, or like, you know, the neighborhood or society or the church or whoever mm-hmm. will make you as a parent try to make you feel like you should be embarrassed about whatever's going on with your child. And then you do have to like muster up a strength to be like, I'm supporting her right. to be this. Wants. And because you all only want her to dress a different way because you're uncomfortable
right.
with her being herself, which doesn't even make sense to me.
Right.
Like, so you're telling me I have to make her not be who she is to make you comfortable when you see her. No. And she walked around like she didn't see any of it.
No problem.
You know
it.
What I mean? And but people were uncomfortable with her. And I think that's where the greatest thing, I think your youngest and my youngest don't really care. Like, they do care, but
right.
they don't care enough to change who they are.
Correct.
For everybody trying to tell them who they should be.
I mean, come on, they wear their onesies to a bus trip that they take every year. These two wear a onesie on the bus
onesies.
With other people that they
animal
don't know.
Animal onesies.
In restaurants
with people they
and all.
Don't know. Yeah. don't care at all.
Oh.
And are confident in it.
Yes.
Like, yeah, this is what I meant. Like, I planned
to do
to
this.
And this wasn't an accident.
You it guys are like wrong that's... because you're not doing it with
us. Why y'all got on clothes? I don't understand. Why didn't everybody wear onesies? Because in their mind, it's like, well, why wouldn't everybody think to put the onesie on? It's more fun.
Right.
But, and that's why they click.
Yes.
Because it's just like, they've been given that freedom to be free. And like you said, sometimes it goes a little too far and you got to pull them back.
Yeah,
but
just a little bit. Yeah, I want you to express yourself, because if you can't express yourself, then how can you define to other people who you are?
Who you are, absolutely. And I think that that's a big thing that a lot of our kids, especially girls, don't get. Is like a opportunity before they start to date somebody,
right,
to just be exactly however you feel like you should be, so that when somebody else, you meet up and want to try to link up with somebody, you don't fall into, you're so used to being what people want you to be, that you just start to be what they want you to be too, to keep them around.
Yes. I want you to always be yourself. The person that you decide to date with, y'all should click together. You shouldn't conform, neither should they.
And I remember I used to always want to do, and I could never figure out like how to like make a program or something, but like trying to get, when I used to head the youth ministry at my last church, trying to do this program where like getting the kids to like identify themselves for themselves, like just like, who are you? Like, what do you really like? What things make you? And I think that there were a lot of adults who were afraid of it because they couldn't answer it for themselves. That they were like, let me do that.
Wow.
Because we just did the training that we just had at the church with Timotheus. And in there, it was like, who are you?
Right.
And I was so stressed out. Like, I don't have any answers. I don't even know what I'm supposed to put down, because I was finding myself in a place where, am I allowed to say some of the things that make me who I am in this space? Like, is this a space where I'm really allowed to say, like, who I am? Or am I supposed to say who people think I am?
Right.
Based off of who I feel like I've had to present myself to be to fit into certain spaces.
See, and in my mind, I think the exact opposite. I'm like, this defines me. And unfortunately, sometimes I don't care what other people think, which sometimes can be a bad thing, but I just don't have time to always try and please the masses.
Yeah, and I have the opposite. Maybe it's not the opposite, but maybe it's because I keep on trying to like figure it out. Like, this is my new thing, is trying to figure this thing out, because I know that I've had to live so long making people comfortable.
Okay.
Like, the way that I lived in my own house, like growing up with my parents, it was more about focusing on their needs.
Okay.
That I wasn't able to think about, like, who am I? Like, what do I want?
Mm-hmm.
I was telling one of my friends the other day, I don't think I ever had the time and opportunity to dream.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, one of my friends had put on Facebook, like, what did you want to be as a kid? And I couldn't think of a thing.
Ooh.
Like, I have no idea. I don't think I wanted to be something.
Uh-huh.
I think I would just,
you
like,
were just
kind of
existing.
Like, I have to, like,
right.
Yeah. And so I feel like, I think I wrestle with the fact that, like, wouldn't it be weird if I have been, like, this type A person for forever, and people have seen me being this type A person, and then next week, I'm, like, the other way, just because. It was like, what is this? Without feeling like I got to explain it, like, I know you're used to me, like, wearing shawls all the time, but, like, now I'm just going to wear tube tops all the time because I just, like, feel like letting the fat hang. Like, but in my mind, I'm like, I don't care, like, whatever, but I don't know how to, like, switch from hot to cold.
Oh. Interesting.
And I'm like, but in my spirit, I'm cold.
Right.
I'm like the cold, and I just want to be the cold, and I always want to be the cold. But I can remember times when, even in my family, I was trying to be cold, and my family was like, I don't know when the hell you thought you was about to be hot. Everybody hot here, so get hot. And I would be like shrinking into myself, like, okay, just be that. Because they didn't want me to be myself. And there were times when I knew they knew that I didn't want to be like them. And they were just kind of like, well, if you want to, like,
be here.
You want to be here in this house. Or there have been times when I've literally been told that they would take me down to the courthouse and change my last name to not have me in their family.
Wow.
So, like, I learned how to, like, switch it off. Uh-huh. And now I'm like, I don't want to do it no more. But, like, how do I, like,
interesting,
how do you transition into something else? And I don't even know if it's, like, a drastic thing, but I think it would just be drastic because it hasn't been
right. It would be
what people are
unexpected.
Familiar. Yeah, because I got, like, you don't want to come off like you're just trying to be, like, a character now.
Now, do you think you pass some of those traits on to the children?
I think the younger two, yes.
Okay.
And then I started to realize, like, it's not fair because I know what this feels like. So then I just started being like, you want to wear whatever, do it.
Right.
You want to try something, do it. You want to watch, not whatever.
Right. But yeah.
You know, like if your interest isn't my interest, I don't feel like I want to put it on you.
Okay.
You know, like, for example, I wanted to go to cosmetology school when I was younger. I wanted to go so bad. I remember. And I was being told that cosmetology school was for ghetto girls. That was literally what I was told. I was told, you have to be a male lady. And I was just like, I don't want to be a male lady. Nobody even asked me if I want to be a male lady. But that was as far of a dream for me that they've ever had was be a male lady.
Mm.
And I was just kind of like, I don't want to be a male lady. But nobody, one, didn't want to hear me say I didn't want to be a male lady. And they also didn't care that I wanted to be anything else. So, and that was only when it was a point when they were like, you have to, like, go to school or go to work. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to call talking school. They was like, no, you're not. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Wow.
And I was just like, well, then where should I go? And so I ended up going to culinary school because they told me to. And then that didn't work out. And then they were like, well, you can be a mail carrier. And I was like, so, like, nothing else? Nobody want me to be nothing else? And so then I just was like, I ain't going to be nothing. Like, if I can't think about things I want to be, I'm going to be nothing. And they have decided that I always will be nothing. So, like, it is weird because I don't know. So I had to change my thought process on how to think about even, like, speaking to my kids, because I was like, I can't.
Right.
Talk to them the way that they spoke to me. Like, I had to go through a whole transformation at, like, 21 by myself, talking it out, like, with me and Montel Williams on the talk show about, like, how I was going to not do how I wanted to try to figure out how to not do how I raised my kids, how I was raised.
Right.
But I also tried to, at that point, I was still with the kid's dad. So I had to try to convince him too. And he was not, with, like, what are you talking about? This sounds weird. But I don't understand what you're saying.
Wow.
And I was just like, you know, like what if, like whatever they say, like, they just, like, feel it. And then we just, like, let them feel it.
Right.
And he was like, what are you talking about? Like, he came from a family that was very, very close, but they didn't talk about, like, feelings and stuff like that. And I was, like, so in my head, like, no, because, like, you know how, like, you have, like, everybody has emotions. And what if, like, when they start to have, like, feelings, we just, like, listen to it. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I can't. He couldn't even see it. So, to, like, do it, mm-hmm. like, no. But I tried, and... Cause you know you can't do nothing but try.
Yeah, and I'm you know it's kind of cool that even though your first two necessarily didn't learn that, they have learned it with your changes, and now she's instituting it with her baby. So you know,
yeah.
it's a slow change so that then you know if he has children, then keep it going. So that nobody feels like they don't have a voice. I think that's the worst thing for teenagers, especially, to feel like they don't have a voice.
Absolutely. Because you want them to be able to tell you how they're feeling, because, like, if your place isn't the safe place
right.
for them to say anything, you can't guarantee that they're going to say anything anywhere else.
Right.
So then they just living inside themselves, like inside their heads with thoughts that
right.
they can't even bounce off of people, because then you start to surround yourself with people who also won't allow you to have,
mm-hmm.
you know, a space to say things. And then you just kind of live in your own.
Right.
You live in your own head.
My thoughts were always, if we're not teaching them as children how to express themselves, then when they become adults and they're out here, either whether it be work, school, whatever, then they won't know how to express themselves as adults. So
right,
it just creates a crazy, then you know your 18, 19, 20 year old is now being taken advantage of by a boss because they don't know how to speak up and say, nope, this isn't gonna work for me.
Right. And then they're at a job that they hate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to, like, walk away from things even though they don't like them. Because
right.
they were never able to say, like, I don't like anything, and then have people support that. Like, they're, you could be like, well, there's other jobs. What do you want to try? You know, because they don't have the space to process it and be heard.
Right.
It's crazy how many people aren't heard, who haven't been heard as, like, teenagers.
Mm.
And then are just, like, angry people. Like, there's, like, all these people who are just, like, angry now as adults because they were never heard. And so now they just want to yell at you all the time about everything because somebody going to listen to me now. And you're like... what was happening when you were younger?
Right.
Because you're very aggressive about
right.
things that don't need to be aggressive. And I feel aggressed right now because of your conversation. What can we do to, like, pull this together? Because you're going really hard for, like, you want watermelon at the sleepover. And I don't understand why we're going this hard about it.
Right. That is too funny. I think this was yet another good conversation.
Well, you know what I'm looking forward to? The quote. I know you got one.
I
do. Don't tell me you don't got one.
Nope.
I was about to say. I thought you was about to suck your tongue, your teeth, and say, I don't even have one. I was about to say, well, we'll wait.
That is too funny. Like, nope, I have one. Children are not things to be molded, but people to be unfolded.
Ooh. Yes, I like that.
Yes. Although we try and mold our children, we still have to remember that they are people capable of making their own decisions and doing their own things. We can only guide them to the water. We cannot make them drink, as I'm learning.
I just stand by the road and say it's a pond full of water down there if y'all want to go. Oh, I mean, you just stay close to the river, nobody say. If you wanted to just like walk that way, like straight that way.
Like, if you're sinking, you're like thirsty.
Okay, I see you still walking past. Yeah, just trying to tell you, it's like a whole bunch of water. Look, at my shirt is wet. I was down there, but I guess y'all. All right,
girl. These teenagers just continue to try and guide them. That's all I could do.
That's it. Well, guys, we did make it to the end of another podcast. Thank you so much for listening to us. We really are trying to get our schedules together to be more consistent. If you have any feedback about this, yes, I'll put the email address in the description box so you guys can send us anything. And if you have any parenting questions, concerns, or situations that you want us to talk about, you can email us at the same place. And I don't want to try to run it off because I don't want to get it wrong.
Right.
So it will definitely be in the notes. And just, you know, come back. Just, you know what? But if you guys are subscribed to this podcast, you will know when we post because it'll pop up on your whatever device you listen to podcasts on. It'll pop up and be like, hey, guess who's out there this week? So subscribe. And if you are on iTunes, then if you would like to leave us a review or rate the podcast on any platform you're on, we will really appreciate it. And tell your friends, tell your other parenting friends that we out here talking about parenting topics all the time.
Yes.
Alrighty, Ayana.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye.